This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, and now we're joined by the Danvers High School Director of Athletics, Drew Betts. And Drew, welcome back to MSO.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
A great year, really, for Danvers sports, and I think everyone would agree it could be the comeback sports of the year for Danvers in so many areas. Let's talk about some highlights from winter sports, and I want to ask you first about hockey, because it seems that they had a bit of a bitten, a difficult start there, coming and going at the beginning of the season, but they had a real strong season after that. So tell me a little bit about boys hockey.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Fassett and all the other coaches do an awesome job with the program, and they had some really strong senior leaders this year, which made for just a really fun team to watch. Obviously, the winter season it's a long season, but they did an outstanding job sort of throughout the year, and it was awesome to be able to get themselves in the spot where they were hosting a tournament game, and doing that over at Endicott. It was a great crowd, and definitely a very, very bright future for the program.
Considering winter sports, you just mentioned it's a long season. How about illnesses over the sports year, the winter season? Did that take its toll in all the sports, or was it sort of just on average, I guess?
Yeah, I would say it was on average. I mean, I think every team kind of has a different up and down at different points throughout the winter. But that's where it's something that everybody's dealing with, and our student athletes did a great job dealing with, just like everybody else does, and coaches as well.
All right, give me a comment on the other sports teams, if you would, Drew, if a highlight here and there for the other, the girls' basketball, girls' hockey, and indoor track.
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, I would say for our girls' hockey co-op, it was great that they were also able to get into the tournament, and obviously they had a little bit of a longer trip, but they obviously had a great season. Girls' and boys' basketball both showed a ton of improvement this year, kind of getting a little bit closer to getting themselves back into the tournament. Our swim team had a great year, with six kids going on to sectionals. Gymnastics was awesome, finishing third in the states, and then obviously our indoor track and field teams had some great performances with a couple student athletes winning NEC championships, and senior Sean Moore winning the states in the 2 mile, and it was great for also the our 4x1 mile relay team was also able to advance to a national event. So as a whole, across all of our winter sports, everybody did an outstanding job, and definitely wanted just pass on a lot of credit to our coaches and kids for all their hard work this winter.
Sounds great. And in terms of social media and stuff like that, I've talked to coaches this year, and I've been retired from teaching for a while. And I didn't realize how difficult it is, or the added burden that coaches have now monitoring social media. Is there a school policy on that?
No, so I think what we're working to do is just kind of, have a little bit more ownership over it, so that way it's we want to have our kids engaged with social media. We want our coaches to be engaged. But we also want to just make sure that we're getting, accurate information and appropriate information out to, anybody that's kind of following along and interested in learning about what's going on with our athletic programs.
What about captains? Is there a policy concerning captains, team captains?
Yeah, so our captains do an awesome job. I try and check in with them sort of throughout the seasons, but it's just more my hope is to sort of just support our student leaders, that it's like whatever challenges they're facing or things that they, want to advocate for. I think my role is just to kind of help and support them wherever that may be.
At this time of year, the college acceptances are rolling in, and the presentation of the coaches or the kids to the schools and all that stuff. Do you counsel along with the coaches some of the kids in terms of trying to get them into a school to play athletics? Because from here, around here, it's certainly almost impossible to do D1, but D3 and D2 are available. How much counseling do you guys do with that?
Yeah, so I think I'll speak to we had four student athletes sign letters of intent this November, so that they'll go on to play Division I sports, which was outstanding, and a huge credit, or Division I, Division II sports, which is a huge credit to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then our coaches really do a vast majority of the legwork. I think a lot of my conversations with student athletes is it's just kind of does this school feel like the right fit? Or because I think it's very, very important that the student athletes know, if there's an injury or something happens, you always want to make sure that you're at a school that you feel comfortable with, even if, athletics is not an option.
Finally, with winter sports, how were the numbers, Drew, overall? Kids participating?
It was great. We were able to have three levels of boys basketball, two on the girls' side. Our wrestling program definitely had some improved numbers, and that's which was great, and I hope to continue to build that. That's another group that I had forgot to mention earlier, but we had Adam Gazowski pick up a D3 state championship and, you know, represent Danvers High School at all states. And then our indoor track and field numbers were great, and hockey numbers were also great because we were able to have two levels of hockey. But, you know, we can always continue to push to have more student-athlete engagement, but as a whole, our numbers were very strong this winter.
Outdoor spring sports seems to be the hardest to schedule because in the spring you have so many rainouts. What's the schedule like now? When do you guys start? I think baseball starts next Wednesday.
Yeah, so as we look outside and we're seeing some rain right now, the scrimmage part for a lot of our spring teams is very, very difficult. But our girls lacrosse program actually opens up Thursday of this week. Baseball is scheduled for next Tuesday, and softball next Saturday. Boys lacrosse also next Tuesday, and track and field next Monday off the top, and tennis as well on Thursday of next week. So the spring's always a challenge schedule-wise, but we, you know, I think we have some great coaches that are super flexible and, you know, are sort of used to the ever-changing New England climate that they get to work with.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know what? Another thought that I just came across is that sometimes scheduling officials has been difficult. How have you had any problems with that in, you know, from all sports going back to September? Any trouble with getting, you know, postponing games, whether they're sub-varsity or not?
So we fortunately have not had to run into that just yet. We have some great assigners that we try and work with and communicate with to make sure that they know, you know, if there is going to be changes, and, you know, we very much appreciate their flexibility because we know obviously the challenges around the number of folks that are officiating right now. So we're very appreciative of all our assigners' hard work and making it happen so that way, you know, we haven't had to. If it does come up, you know, we obviously can be very flexible and, because obviously our hope is to provide as many opportunities for competition as for our student-athletes as possible.
All right, any coaching changes for spring?
So our lone, we have two new spring coaches. So Coach Bree Purcell has taken over our girls lacrosse program, and then Coach Mark Value has jumped in for our softball program. So it's something that we're very excited to have both on board, and they've both hit the ground running and are working very, very hard to get their teams and programs ready.
All right, you've been in the seat now at the AD's office at Danvers High School for a while. How comfortable are you now? You're in a comfort zone?
I wouldn't say a while, but I would say it's one that, it's been a great year, and I still have a lot to learn, but my hope is each day to get a little bit more knowledge and hopefully do a little bit better to you know, provide a space for our student-athletes and coaches to be successful.
All right, that's Drew Betts. Let me try that again. That's Drew Betts, the athletic director at Danvers High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.